What are some of the things he did with his dad or mom?
Well, he was close to dad, but see, my father was worked all crazy hours. A lot of times, my mother really raised us because my father was working.
Long shifts.
Yes, yeah, yes. And then when he did the midnight tour, he was sleeping during the day.
Go to sleep sometime.
So, right, right. So it was, you know, my mom really raised him.
Yeah, mommy took over when he was a Cub Scout.
She was a den mother.
She was a den mother and took him out to ballparks when they had the gathering of the little Cub Scouts.
I went with her then. Out to Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Did he go into Boy Scouts too?
No. He only went as high as, I think, Gueblos, I think. He didn't pursue it.
He went to college.
Mm-hmm. He went to Manhattan College.
What did he study?
Civil engineering.
Civil engineering. So he was planning on going into any special field?
Civil engineering.
Okay. Now, where did he live during that time?
In my old apartment. Mommy was in 2B and I was in 2C. Him and I shared the apartment. And that's where, after I got married, he took over apartment 2C.
Jobs after college. Do you remember before he was married, any other jobs he had?
Right. Well, his first job was with W.J. Barney, which was a consulting firm where he was able to use his degree. They were civil engineers. At that point, he worked on a new wing to Beth Israel Hospital. Mm-hmm. Then after that was finished, he worked on a mausoleum out at Holyrood Cemetery.
Oh.
This was all civil engineering jobs. Then he worked with Donald Trump on Trump Tower.
Really?
And then he was called to the fire department. And that's when he had already taken the test, passed the test, called, passed the physical, and then was appointed to the New York City Fire Department. But in the meantime, his earlier jobs were all in the civil engineering field.
Now, what brought on the shift?
From the time he was a little boy, he wanted to be a fireman.
So
that's what he did. As soon as the test was, he took the test, passed the test, got on the list, was appointed, and that was how it all started.
So even though he was working as a civil engineer, his real calling
was fire department. Mm. Yes.
You said he lived in the apartment next door?
Right. I wanted to move out and be on my own, so I took the apartment next door when one of the ladies was going into a nursing home and the daughter told Daddy about it. So I moved into there and he split the rent with me in that apartment. And then when I got married in 78, he moved in and stayed there. And then after that, I really didn't know that much about Joseph's doings because I was overseas with Tim with the military.
Oh, I see. Before he was married, any news events that affected your family's lives or anything?
The war in Vietnam War? We knew about it,
we lost a lot of
neighborhood boys that we knew.
And Joseph knew too.
Yeah, Joseph knew, so.
Travel. Where did he go on his first trip? Do you remember him taking a trip somewhere that was, you know, out of the ordinary?
Well, he went over to Germany to see Tim and I.
Oh.
He was there for 3 weeks over in Germany. And Tim and him took... Joseph and him had, Tim had 2 weeks off from the job, and he took Joseph over to Switzerland and all. I had to take my time with my job, and then finally we took him over down the southern Bavarian Germany, where he went down the Zugspitz skiing, and we went on a nice horseback, horse and buggy ride through the Black Forest of Germany. And so wow. He was a daredevil, especially when I found out he was going down the Zugspitz on the the skis.
How long had he skied before that?
Way before. So he was really, to tell you the truth, I think he knew what he was doing when he was doing that.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And I know he went to California.
Right, right,
yes,
right.
Yes, he was out in California because he met up with my in-laws out in California, enjoyed his stay out there. Then he went down to L.A. So he did a lot of traveling out that way. He liked to travel.
Did he desire to reside anywhere else?
No, he was a New Yorker.
No, he was a New Yorker all the way through.
During his adult years, was he still physically active?
Oh, yes, yes.
What did he do as an adult as far as activities? Ski?
Oh, loved to ski. Loved to ski. Then he even went during his college years, he went into scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
He used to go out to the quarry out here in New Jersey.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yes, there's a quarry out there, and he used to do scuba diving. Actually, I believe he was certified, too.
Yeah.
He had to take a test for that. He enjoyed that.
Parachuting.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he do that?
Yeah. He told Mom and Dad after he did it.
Oh, I didn't think...
Rollerblading.
Oh, yeah.
Rollerblading. He was told not to do certain things with rollerblading if you were a first daughter, but he did it anyhow, so... He didn't break his neck for that one.
He was a bit of a daredevil.
Was the parachuting a one-shot deal?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he only did it once. See, I always thought, I never realized he did it. I know he talked about it. That was the only thing he hadn't done, was skydive.
Nice.
A lot of crazy things.
Even when he was over visiting me in Germany, we took him up to this area called the Tea House, where Hitler had his parties. And he had to go to the tip of this narrow road where there was a grotto, a religious grotto. And we just told him what it was. And he says, how do you know? I said, we have a postcard. He says, but I want to see the real thing. And he went over the railing. And he says, I feel like I'm Rocky up here. I said, Joseph, please come in. And he did. He did scare me, but he was daring. He was always daring. We were the chickens. The sisters were the chickens.
Nora.
One of the other things that I was remembering is that after Joseph met my husband Steve for the first time, the next day, Joseph said to me, when are you moving out? When are you guys getting married? And I said, what are you talking about? And he gave me this, I know. This is the guy for you. First time he met him. And
did you know the first time?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how long had you been going out at that point?
We had just gone out. It was our first date.
The very first date.
Very first date. And Steve had come up to pick me up, and Joseph happened to be there. Steve met everybody at the same time. It was funny. He had to go through the ringer on the first date. And Joseph knew. And that was Joseph's words to me the next day. So, when are you moving out? When are you guys getting married? And I just looked at him and I said, what are you talking about? And he just gave me that look.
Wow.
Yep. So
knew something you didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know Steve has said this, that he felt as though he had a connection with Joseph because Steve had a lot of older sisters, and Joseph having a lot of older sisters, Steve felt that they had something in common, and that they just knew how to deal with women in their life.
Two experienced men.
Yes. Yes.